Finance and Economics.
Foreign Exchange Markets. Nordic Noir. The Mystery of Norway's Weak Currency.
Norway's GDP per person is $94,600, some 11% higher than America's. The country's unemployment rate is 2%. Growth, though slowing, has been higher than the rest of Europe's in recent years. And the Norwegian sovereign wealth fund, capitalised with oil revenues, is now worth over $300,000 per inhabitant. What could be better? Answer: the currency. Norwegians are fretting about the krona, which since the end of 2020 has fallen by 8% against a trade-weighted basket of currencies and flirted with all-time lows against the dollar and the euro following a decade of slower-paced weakening. In a country that imports almost all its consumer goods, this has added to inflationary pressure. Norges Bank, Norway's central bank, is confused as to how the country's economy can be doing so well and its currency so poorly. An official currency commission may follow. One commonly cited explanation for the fall in value is a lower oil price. Although this may account for some weakness, it fails to explain why the krona did not rebound, along with energy prices in 2021-22. Instead, it fell in 2022, even as oil prices surged. Something else is at play. Analysts at Apollo Asset Management look to interest rate differentials. As the Federal Reserve raised rates aggressively in 2022-23, the attractiveness of holding dollars rather than krona rose. Norges Bank, responding to the currency's weakness, seems set to hold rates at 4.5% for the rest of this year, even as the Fed cuts. But this does not tell the whole story either, since the krona has weakened against lots of currencies, including the euro, with which interest rates diverged much less. Perhaps it is freak pricing. Low trading volumes mean that anomalies may persist, as big investors will be reluctant to enter the market, given that large interventions will interfere with prices. The Bank for International Settlements, a central banking club, puts krona turnover at just $125 billion a day against $2.3 trillion for the euro. A final possibility will be the most alarming to Norwegians. The krona could still be overvalued, with its long march down being a return to normality after the country became a safe haven for the economic turmoil that hit Europe a decade ago. The Economist's Big Macs index notes that a burger was priced at 74 Norwegian kroner in Norway against $5.69 in America as of June, implying an exchange of 13 Norwegian kroner to the dollar compared with the market rate of 11 Norwegian kroner. A further fall would be good news for tourists in Oslo, who would no longer be quite so shocked by the prices. It would be less welcome for Norwegian consumers.